This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. An Aurora police officer is charged with second-degree murder in last year's shooting of a combative motorist after a traffic crash. Officer Matthew Neely has been charged in the death of Rajon Belt Stubblefield. Family attorney Milo Schwab credits the Arapahoe County DA with letting a grand jury decide if charges are warranted.
It's not just about Rajon, it's about this long list of police officers that have killed members of our community year after year after year.
Neely turned himself in over the weekend and was released on bond. His next court appearance is August 17th. He's on unpaid leave while the case is pending. Coloradans bet a record $6.4 billion on sports last year. That's according to the State Revenue Department's Division of Gambling. Here's CPR's Tony Gorman.
Sports betting brought in $47 million in tax revenue over the last fiscal year. That's a 28% increase from the year before. Coloradans put most of their money down on basketball, football, baseball, and table tennis. Sports betting revenue goes towards the state's Water Plan grant program, which funds critical water projects. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Coloradans race to buy more firearms this year ahead of a new state law adding restrictions to the purchase and sale of certain semi-automatic firearms. Colorado has required a background check before buying a firearm for 13 years, but a new law took effect Saturday. It makes people seeking certain semi-automatic firearms go through a deeper background check and complete a safety course before obtaining the gun. Ian Escalante is with the gun rights group Rocky Mountain Gun Owners.
There's a lot at play here that we're really not going to know until we hit about, 30 days into this.
July saw the state's highest monthly volume of requests for background checks.